الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. My respected علماء الكرام, brothers and elders, there is no doubt that we are experiencing various forms of fitna, various forms of trials and tribulations in our own country and throughout the world. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says, نزل جبرائيل عليه الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. جبرائيل عليه الصلاة والسلام came down to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَخْبَرَهُ, and he informed him, إِنَّهُ سَتَكُونُ فِتَنٌ, that there will be various types of fitna, and especially before Qiyamah. In one hadith it has been mentioned, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنًا كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُزْلِمِ. A hadith in Mishkat Sharif says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us of fitnas, and therefore he said that hasten, rush, hurry with a'mali saliha, because there'll be such fitna, كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ, like chunks and dark portions of a very dark night. A person becomes very afraid to travel in such darkness. In one riwayat it has been mentioned something to this effect, that there'll be fitnas upon fitnas, like we have beads in a string, in a necklace, and if the string is cut, how the beads follow one after the other. Like that we'll be just coming out of one fitna and entering into another fitna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, make our hifazat. My brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not just inform us of fitnas, but he showed us remedies also, and what we should do during that period. Just look at the love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, and concern and fikr for his entire ummah. That when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam informs him, إِنَّهُ سَتَكُونُ فِتَنٌ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not ask any other question. Like a mother or a father, if the doctor says a child is very, very sick and he's got a terrible disease, no mother and father at that time will question the doctor as to the various symptoms. What are the things that may happen to my child? But the very first question that the parent will ask, do you think my child will survive? What is the remedy to this disease? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first question he posed, or he asked Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa فَمَا الْمَخْرَجْ يَا جِبْرَئِيلِ, what is the exit? What is the escape? How will one get najat and salvation from such fitnas? Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned Kitabullah, the Qur'an. Ulama muhaddithin mention the tariq is at-tamassuk bil-Qur'an wal-amali bihi, clinging onto the Qur'an. And here they mention kalamullah wa kalamur rasul, Qur'an and hadith, clinging, adhering onto the Qur'an and hadith, and abiding by the injunctions of the Qur'an and hadith. This will help you to escape from such fitnas. It will protect you during the era of fitnas. My respected brothers and elders, let us just ponder for a second. We have with us a very great weapon. We have in our midst something very, very precious, and that is Kitabullah, the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often have we sat back and pondered over how great this Quranic Majid is, how important it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in ayat number 57, Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم. Verily a mu'izah. Mu'izah means wa'az, nasihat, bayan, advice. A book of laws has been sent to you, advising you, commanding you in various aspects of life. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي صُدُورٍ. That doubt that you have in your heart, those spiritual maladies that you are suffering, the Qur'an is a cure to those maladies. وَهُدَوْ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is a source of guidance, hidayat. Every one of us makes dua, or in namaz we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Any buzruk, any alim we go to, any pious person, make dua, we get hidayat. Qur'an is a hidayat. It will protect you from being misled and misguided. It is a rahmat, it is a mercy for the lil mu'mineen, for the believers. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Fadl and rahmat of Allah. These two words have been mentioned. That the Muslims, the mu'mineen, the believers should rejoice and be happy and boast about it. What is fadl? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, he gave the tafsir of fadlillah, meaning the Qur'an. وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islam. One should be overjoyous. A person should be in a state of ecstasy. When we just ponder over these two things, and of course we have Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Nabi. So we have the Qur'an, such a great weapon. My respected brothers and elders, one person mentioned so beautifully. It is an Arabic couplet. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, إِن كُنْتَ تَزْعُمُ حُبِّي. If you claim that you love me, you have got muhabbat for me, you've got ishq for me, فَلِمَ هَجَرْتَ كِتَابِي. Then why did you abandon my kitab? Why are you not reflecting over what I have mentioned in my kitab? Why are you not even reciting my kitab? أَمَا تَأَمَّلْتَ مَا فِيهِ مِنْ لَذِيذِ خِطَابِي. Have you not pondered over the beautiful meanings and verses that are contained in my kitab? For instance, if we are gone abroad, our family is abroad, and one letter that comes, if the wife sends her husband a letter, he will read the letter. He will read it once, a second time, a third time. He will treasure the letter, especially if he hasn't seen his wife for some time. He will keep it in such a place that no other person gets hold of that letter. He will take it out again, he will read it, and he will ensure that nothing he has missed, every dot he will read there. He will read it, he will understand it. My brothers and elders, ponder, reflect. Let us be honest to ourselves. How do we read the Qur'an? Do we make ghor and khos? Do we go to the ulama-i haqq to understand the tafsir of the Qur'an? Very sad to say, my respected brothers and elders, very unfortunate to say, and this is no secret that we have to hide, but there are so-called scholars of Islam who now want to change the meaning of the Qur'an to suit the believers or the Muslims of this era. We are now in the year 2000. So we have to change the meaning of the Qur'an to suit our whims, our fancies, our desires. We are playing with the Qur'an of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ أَيْ خَالِقُكُمْ. Your Khaliq, the one who has created you, the one who is full of hikmat, wisdom, the one who knows the needs of humanity right to the very last day. Brothers, do we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only sent the Qur'an for the time of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah was unaware, wa na'uzu billah, of the needs, taqazas, of the entire humanity right to the day of Qiyamah? The Qur'an has been sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every dot is wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is preserved in its pristine purity, and it will remain right to the day of Qiyamah. No person will have that opportunity of changing any meaning of the Qur'an, because the ulama wa ihaq will stand up immediately against that person. My respected brothers and elders, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, mentioning the sifat of the Qur'an, which he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فِيهِ نَبَأُ مَا قَبْلَكُمْ وَخَبْرُ مَا بَعْدَكُمْ وَحُكْمُ مَا بَيْنَكُمْ وَالْفَصْلُ لَيْسَ بِالْهَزْرِ. The Quran mentions to us incidents, waqiyas about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the generations of the past, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Information we derive about almost every ummah of the past, various incidents have been mentioned to us in the Quran so that we may take an ibrat, a lesson from it. وَخَبْرُ مَا بَعْدَكُمْ Information of after this life, the day of Qiyamah, Hisab, Kitab, Mizan, Hashar, Jannat, Jahannam, all that has been mentioned in the Quran. وَحُكْمُ مَا بَيْنَكُمْ And injunctions and laws which you and I have to abide, the ahkams of Shariat, everything is in front of us. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, that the Quran is fasl, and in wassama'i wa tariq, Allah ta'ala also mentioned, innahu laqawlun fasl, wa ma huwa bilhazr, al-qati'u bayn al-haqqi wal-batil. The Quran mentions very explicitly, very clearly, it differentiates between haqq and batil, what is truth from falsehood. And he reminds us, laysa bilhazr, it is not a joke book, it is not a comic, it is not just an ordinary novel, but it is kalamullah. Any novel in the world, a person will read it once, perhaps second and third time, and if it is a set book of any student in school, he might read it 10 times, but he will become bored. My respected friends and elders, Quran Kareem, that is why Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu mentioned, La yakhluqu an kathratir radh. Bar a person will read. He'll read the Quran from the beginning till the end, again and again, but he will never become bored. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu used to mention, لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُنَا Listen very carefully, my brothers. لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُنَا لَمَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ If only our hearts were clean and free from all the sins that we commit, free from hasad, kibar, all the spiritual maladies that we are suffering, all the maladies that we are suffering from. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu says, if agar hamari dilo paak hote, if our hearts were clean, then we should never become content and satisfied with our recitation of the Holy Quran. We want to go on and read more and more. Brothers, ponder this for a second. Who is saying this? That ashik of Quran. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu used to recite Quran every day of his life, every moment of his life, engaged in tilawat of the Holy Quran. I've read in one kitab, it is mashur about Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala, that he would recite from the beginning right till the end, from Surah Baqarah, from Surah Fatiha, right till Surah Nas, the entire Quran, mukammal, in one night, one single night. One riwayat I read, that he recited the whole Quran in one night, in one rakat. One rakat, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala recites the Holy Quran, and it happened to be that night, just before he was assassinated. Whilst he was reading the Quran, it is mashur that they assassinated him while he was reciting the Holy Quran. And Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu saying that if only our hearts were clean, we should never become satisfied with the recitation of the Quran. We will want more and more and more. Brothers, a question to ask ourselves. When we hear music or any other thing besides Quran Majid, we become so overjoyed, we become taken aback. We want to hear more and more. Why is it when we hear Quran Majid, then a time comes when we put the Quran Majid or the tape cassette off and we change off to something else? Let us ponder, let us think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this great Quran to us, this great kitab to us. Huwa hablullahil mateen. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, this is that great rope, very strong rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the fourth para, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and hold fast onto the rope of Allah. The mufassirin mention, what is meant by hablullah? What is meant by the rope of Allah? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentions that hablullah is Quran, kitabullah. It is nurul mubin. It is nur, it is light, which is manifest, which is clear. My respected brothers and elders, this Quran Majid is no small kitab. It is not something trivial and petty. It is something very, very great, something very weighty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions and gives us an indication of how great the Quran is and how great an amanat it is to us. We all know the ayat. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن, if we had to reveal this Quran على جبل, on a mountain. Brothers, a mountain is very solid, very hard, very strong, very firmly built. لرأيته خاشعا, you would see this mountain humbling itself. متصدعا من خشية الله, it will cleave asunder. It will break into tiny fragments and pieces. Min khashyati Allah. Out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned in Ma'arif al-Quran. Pahar. Is Quran ki azmat ke saamne jhuk jate. Reza reza ho jata. The Quran would be broken into fragments, or the mountain would be broken into pieces. It will humble itself in front of the Quran, out of respect for the Holy Quran. Insan, apni khaish parasti, khud gharzi mein mubtala hokar, Quran se bilkul mutaasir nahi hota. Insan, you and I, my brothers, because we have been so captured and so absorbed by our personal motive and aims and worldly ambitions involved in the mundane activities of this world, and all the time we are worried about ourselves. And our carnal desires has overcome us and overpowered us. We are not affected by the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa hablullahi al-mateen huwa siratul mustaqim. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, it is a straight path, siratul mustaqim. La yashba'u minhu al-ulama, la yakhluku an kathrati al-rad, wa la yanqadi ajaibuhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, the ajaib of the Quran, the marvel of the Quran, the gems and pearls that are hidden in the Quran. Ask the ulama-i kiram, ask the mufassireen, when they discover one beautiful point mentioned in the Holy Quran, they have not become satisfied. They want to discover something else. The thirst for reading on is created in their hearts. La yakhluku an kathrati rad. No matter how much you may recite the Quran will never become worn out. The meaning will never be finished. My respected brothers and elders, a person wants to read more and more and more and more. That person who acts according to the Quran, man amila bihi ujira, he will get sawab, he will get reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, man ja'alahu amama qadahu ila jannah, wa man ja'alahu khalfahu saqahu ila nar. O kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever places the Quran Majid in front of him, meaning every day of his life, he looks into the Quran Majid and he acts according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from him. And of course, look into the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then such a person, the Quran Majid will take him into Jannah. O man ja'alahu khalfa zahri, whoever throws the Quran behind him, he abandons the Quran. He does not even care about the Quran. In one riwayat it has been mentioned, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the same riwayat, he mentions, man tarakahu min jabbarin qasamahu Allah. That person who abandons the teaching of the Quran, he fails to recite the Quran, he fails to make amal on the Quran, qasamahu Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will annihilate him and destroy him completely. وَمَنْ ابْتَغَى هُدَى اللَّهِ وَمَنْ ابْتَغَى الْهُدَى بِغَيْرِهِ أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهِ. Whoever seeks hidayat and guidance from anything besides Quran and Hadith, besides the Quran and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looks for any other ism, any other ideology, from any other source besides Quran and Hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will misli such a person. As Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala an, once he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for advice, nasihat. When they used to ask for nasihat also, they were genuine, they were serious. Many times we treat nasihat as something very small. Just by the way, we'll ask somebody, give me some nasihat, but with the intention we are not going to make amal on it. As Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for nasihat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, alayka bi taqwa Allah. Have taqwa. Fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, ya Rasulullah, zidni. Give me a little bit more advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that recite the Quran. cling onto the Quran. In one hadith it has been mentioned, لَن تَضِلُّ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you will never ever go astray. As long as you are holding the Quran and the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned, أَضُّ عَلَيْهِمَا bin nawajis, with the molar teeth, those teeth right at the back, hold onto the Quran in hadith, meaning, if we hold onto something with those teeth, it will be very difficult for the thing to escape. Unlike when a person has to grip somebody by his hand, a person can escape from him. But what you hold from with your teeth, what you bite and cling on, it will never leave you. My respected brothers and elders, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, hold onto the Quran in hadith, you will never go astray. There are so many ahadith regarding the virtues of the Holy Quran. Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi, all our kabirin have mentioned various virtues of the Holy Quran. My respected brothers and elders, it is left to us to take the first step. To recite the Quran correctly, the ulama are unanimous. It is wajib, means compulsory, for every person to recite the Quran with tajweed. It may be something very difficult for us. At least the very first step, the very, very first step. Do not wait for Ramadan. Most of us just wait for Ramadan and then we recite some Quran. There is a month of Quran, but the entire year, my brothers and elders, we should be mashghul and masroof in absorb in the Holy Quran. Very sad to say, sometimes Hufazi Kiram also, people who are Ahlullah wa Khasatuh, hadith says they are the family of Allah and those who are special, Khas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times, many Hufazi Kiram utter such statements, but I just read Quran in Ramadan, I'm a Ramzan Hafiz. Mawla Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has made tanbih of such people. He has warned such Hufazi Kiram not to make such statements. If you are lazy and only reciting Quran in Ramadan, do not broadcast this. Quran is such a thing that you should be reciting every single day and you should be proud over the Holy Quran. If you are reciting only one page, it is so easy, my brothers and elders, add to it another page. Two pages every day. If you're reciting a quarter para, a few more pages to it, another quarter para. Increase the tilawat that we are making presently. If you're not making at all, then today. Don't wait for tomorrow, next week. Today, whether it is after Jumu'ah, after Asr Namaz, after Maghrib, after Isha, attempt to recite at least one ayat of the Holy Quran if you're not reading at all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, it is nurun laka fil earth. It will be nur for you on this earth. Wa dhukhrun laka fis sama. It will be a provision for you in the asman. Ulama mentioned that it will be a means of you gaining the muhabbat of Allah. And Allah will give you izzat in this world also. Our mashayikh, our kabir mentioned so much of azmat, so much of love for the Quran. You will never find our buzughan deen showing disrespect to the Quran, to the extent that they will never even spread their feet towards the hafiz of the Quran. So my respected brothers and elders, recite the Quran daily. And after that, make an attempt to go to any person who knows some tajweed, any alim, any hafiz, any qari, and try and make an attempt. The hadith says that person who finds it difficult to recite the Quran, shaqun alayhi, alayhi shaqun, it is difficult upon him, falahu ajran. He gets a twofold reward. One for reading the Quran, one for making an attempt. It is difficult for him, but he is making a concerted effort to recite the Quran correctly. And of course, a person who is a mahir in the Quran, then he will be with those scribes, those angels, those lofty angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and elders, what jazba, what kayfiyat sahaba kiram used to recite Quran with. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting Quran at his home. Three kuffar, Akhnas bin Shariq, Abu Jahl, and another person, they crept out of their homes. Each one did not know why the other had come out of his home until they finally met at the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outside his home. And each person discovered that they had come out, the other had come out, just because they heard the beautiful recitation of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tilawat of the Quran. Each one is an enemy of Islam. He hates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But on this night, they are not coming to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are not coming to, with any plan to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they have come out because they heard the beautiful tilawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They all take a pledge that they are not going to mention to any other person. And they plan just to sit there for a few minutes. But my brothers and elders, they sat there from after Isha right till Fajr Salah, listening to the tilawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, he died in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands. But the fact that the Quran attracted them, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting Quran, a whole jamaat of jinnat come down, hovering above Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Jinn, قُلْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ سَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنٍ عَجَبًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent wahi to me. Allah ta'ala has inspired me that an entire jamaat of jinnat, they were going past, they heard your recitation, Rasulullah's recitation. And they said, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنٍ عَجَبًا. A very beautiful, a very ajeeb recitation we have heard. Such a marvelous recitation. فَآمَنْ نَبِي. Straight away they brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When wahi is to come down, if it was like winter's day, ice cold, freezing, because of the boat of the wahi that used to come down, so weighty, so heavy, not something mamuli, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perspire profusely. Zayd bin Sabit radiallahu anhu, the famous wahi of Katibani wahi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting his mubarak head on my lap. Suddenly wahi began to come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this condition. I felt as if my lap was going to tear open. That camel, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mounted on the camel and wahi came down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that camel could not even take the weight of the Quran. Immediately it came down. Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala, that sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together with his friend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, appoints them as guards against the enemy. While the Muslim army is resting, while they are going, they're discussing how we're going to spend the night. One suggested that I'll stay awake half the night while you sleep, then I'll go sleep and you wake up. Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu, it was his turn to stay awake first part of the night. Unlike you and I, my brothers and elders, sahaba ikram were of a different level. But we should not feel that we cannot attempt to at least imitate their lifestyle. Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu immediately said Allahu Akbar and engaged himself in Salatul Tahajjud. After reciting Surah Fatiha, he started Surah Kahf, which Rasulullah has mentioned recite, especially on a Friday. If a person recites Surah Kahf in the 15th para on a Friday, then even if Dajjal has to come out during that week, that person who recites Surah Kahf will be safe from Dajjal. Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu is reciting Surah Kahf so beautifully. He's taken aback by the meaning of Surah Kahf. An enemy comes and pierces him with an arrow whilst he is in namaz. Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu does not terminate his salah. He continues. A second, a third arrow pierces him until he lunges forward. And then he wakes up his sati, who sees him in this condition. And he tells him, why didn't you wake me up? Look at what has happened to you. You could have even got killed. The enemy escapes. But look at what he says. He says, I could not stop the tilawat of the Quran. How beautiful were the verses of Surah Kahf. I just wanted to go on and on until I could come to the end of the surah. But because I was forced to break my salah, I broke my salah. Hazrat Usain bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala is reciting the Holy Quran. His son Yahya is next to him and he's got his horse also nearby his stable. Hazrat Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala is reciting so beautifully. Suddenly he sees a noor coming from the asman. Fajalat farasuhu. His horse became excited. So Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala closed the Quran because he was scared that Yahya might not get trampled by the horse. He goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he explains to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what he had seen, that this noor was coming down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, tilkal malaika. تَسْتَمِعُ لَكْ. These were angels that had come down to listen to you. And Rasulullah sallam said that if you continue reciting the Quran, لَأَصْبَحَتْ يَرَاهَ النَّاسِ مَا تَسْتَتِرُ مِنْهُمْ. The people, the Sahaba Ikram, would have seen these angels. The angels would not have been hidden from the Sahaba Ikram if you continue reciting. My brothers and elders, we can go on mentioning so many ahadith, so many waqiyats. It is left unto us now hold on to the Quran Majeed, recite it correctly. Make an attempt to recite Quran every single day of our life, understand the tafsir and the meaning of the Quran from the ulama-i deen, and make amal on the Quran, and spread the meaning of the Quran to our friends. There are millions of people thirsty out there who have not accepted Islam. All they require is us to go and explain to them the message of the Quran. With hikmat and wisdom, inshallah they will come into the fold of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with a momentous and with a great occasion, when in Jannah, when in Paradise, inshallah, we just mentioned this one point and we'll terminate. When every person will be sitting on his mimbar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sitting on his mimbar. Every Jannati, my beloved brothers and elders, there'll be no namaz, no zakat, no hajj, but there'll be a jalsa of qiraat. Hazrat Dawood radiallahu ta'ala, I have got no time, but he had a very beautiful voice. He would recite, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu from this ummah would recite, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite, and finally, my brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would recite the beautiful verse, Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Quran, Khalaq al-Insan, Allamahu al-Bayan. How beautiful will that occasion be? Let us not make ourselves mahrum of that occasion. Let us hold on to the Quran and hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah we will get hidayat, and Allah ta'ala will save us from all the fitnas that we are confronted with. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin.